there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
We haven't talked about this, but a few days ago, Nicki Minaj, rapper, huge rapper, she went viral because she sent a tweet out on social media, which was very controversial. I'm going to read it to you. This is what she said. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl has called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. So it would seem like an anti-vaccine stance. I think that would be safe to say. I've never heard of that particular outcome from a vaccine.
They could have gone down after the wedding, though.
Well, I think the fact that the friend was jilted by the girlfriend is separate to a vaccine and the pandemic. That's just a shallow woman who isn't standing by her partner who might need some medical attention.
Although I'm very excited that I've got my second vax coming at the start of October because that's in my pocket now. When Luch, my wife, eventually does leave me, I'll go, there you go, Pfizer. I knew it. I shouldn't have done it.
Microchip, Pfizer, aliens. Is Nicki Minaj, is she English?
No, she's American. No. She does do accents, though, and I will get to that because in his press conference, the British Prime Minister decided to reference Nicki and this wild conspiracy theory.
I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be, but I am familiar with Nicki Kanani, a superstar GP of Bexley, who's appeared many times on before you, who will tell you that vaccines are wonderful and everybody should get them. So I prefer to listen to Nicki Kanani.
And then Nicki Minaj has obviously heard Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, in his press conference. She has then sent him this message via social media.
Yes, hello, Prime Minister Boris. It's Nicki Minaj. I was just calling to tell you that I thought you were so amazing on the news this morning. And I'm actually British. I was born there. I went to university there. I went to Oxford. I went to school with Margaret Thatcher. And she told me so many nice things about you. I'd love to send you my portfolio of my work, since you don't know much about me. I'm a big, big star in the United States.
I mean, solid accent.
Solid.
I mean,
it is funny which ones you can do, though.
You know, Boxer, you do an accent. You do an English accent.
Me? Oh, no. Top of the morning to you, Fiv. You're
good,
right,
mate. You're a comedian. You can do that.
My mum's English.
That's your one word.
I'm Boxy. Irish. My mum's Irish.
This is Boxy's pitching wedge.
Yeah. If you had to send a video like that to Boris Johnson,
okay, it would go like this. Hello, Boris. How are you today?
Why do you always go Russian?
Who knows? She probably thinks that's Yorkshire. I don't know with Fee.
I am doing an accent, my friend. What is your problem?
Hold on. Are you going to learn French?
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you make sounds that are supposed to be from another country. Nicki Minaj. That's not bad.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you it's
go,
awful.
You go around the world in one sentence. It's
what
incredible.
What is wrong with you?
I can ask you the same
Russian
thing.
What do you have to do? Roll your R's? Do you roll? How do you do it, Nick? Because Nick can do it.
What? Roll the R? No, that's Josiah's bag, rolling the R's.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that.
Grande. Yep. There you go.
Go and teach me. You do. I'll just copy what you say.
I can't
say
do
something.
Russian.
No, English. You do a word. You say a sentence, and I will mimic you exactly.
Whoa, there's a lot of pressure now.
I am hot.
What was that accent?
I was just doing what you.
Oh, what I'm going to say. Yeah. All right. Oh yeah. Thanks to Fairhaven Homes, quality, honesty, and affordability. That's fair, isn't it? Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. Go, Fee.
Okay, just quick. Thanks to Fairhaven Homes. 1019 The Fox. Now, I want to talk about a list that came out yesterday, some facts about Melbourne's sexiest suburbs. Now, firstly, Victoria, we have absolutely smashed this. We are the sexiest state in the country.
100.
And I read that headline and I thought, this is good.
What's it based on?
Well, I don't like that bit.
Oh, no. Oh, don't dig into the numbers, Nick.
Unfortunately, I just thought it was just about sexy people and sexy lifestyles, but it's actually based on people's consumption of sex toys.
Oh,
that's all right.
It's a bit grimier.
Everyone's got to help each other out.
Well, no, anyway, so based on the sales of sex toys in suburbs around
Little
Melbourne.
Rabbits.
Where will I come in from? I'll come in from the other end.
Hang on.
Hey,
whoa. Hang on, mate. You can't be talking about toys and talking about the other end.
No, Roxy. I was going to come up with a top
Doesn't matter, the top or bottom.
The top or bottom, mate. Yeah, they all work.
I'm going to come in from the
What's
bottom.
Happened here?
Number 10, St Kilda East. So not St Kilda, just the East and at the East. They're right into ordering sex toys. Number 9, Northcote. Number 8, Brunswick.
Darabin Council. No nuclear sex toys.
I am not kidding. Because of the Darabin Council, I reckon all these suburbs are all resorting to just finding sex toys to enjoy themselves because they can't have balloons or plastic straws. Northcote, Brunswick, Abbotsford, Alphington, Bank. Isn't that all Darabin?
Yeah. Like
they've just all gone. We'll
be impressed.
Then in number 5, Panton Hill, which is a strange one, not only because my aunt lives there.
Where is Panton?
It's near Kangaroo Ground. It's just further than Kangaroo, near St Andrews.
St Andrews, I know that.
Panton Hill Pub, that's where I nearly got shot.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's a story for another day. But that's strange. Yep. I wouldn't have thought Panton Hill would be in at number 5. In at number 4, Bundoora. In at number 3, Werribee South. What part of Werribee do your parents live in?
Werribee South. Karen and Jeff.
Okay. Jeffy boy.
Lockdown love.
Jeffy's been on lovehoney.com.au.
Scoffer.
In at number 2, Craigieburn.
And I thought that swing in the lounge room was for exercise. I thought they were getting on. And they needed...
In at number 1 for Victoria's sexiest location is South Melbourne, where we are right now. Ooh. Our workplace here in South Melbourne. Oh, what's going on around here?
I put that down to Leon, Darcy, Renee.
They all order in.
Well, Fev, Leon actually said earlier that since you've not been coming to the studio, I think sales have decreased. So maybe
have they?
Yeah, maybe.
Mate, I get my stuff. I don't pay for my stuff.
All right. Okay.
I get it sent. Yeah.
Now it makes sense why that guy out the front of Coles yesterday said, mate, you got 20 cents for chocolate body paint? Go, oh, man.
1019, The Fox.
Big news this morning, breaking news, in fact, an historic joint announcement with the United States and the United Kingdom and Australia. There's basically a nuclear transition. So essentially they're all on board. The three big power brokers, I guess. Yeah.
And the AUK, US, they're calling it.
Yeah, the AUK, US. And it's quite a privilege, I guess, for Australia to be considered a big superpower with the UK and the US. So they're getting together to focus on nuclear technology, nuclear technology. Again, a word I always struggle with. But my favourite part of this is the press conference. So it was a big international press conference. There was Joe Biden. He was up at the podium. Boris Johnson, the UK PM, he was at his podium over in the UK. And Scott Morrison, he was in Canberra at his podium. They've got their flags behind them. This is a big moment and a massive moment for ScoMo. Think about it.
Huge.
They're the two of the biggest world leaders, Boris Johnson and Joe Biden.
They'd be all mates, wouldn't they, Boxy? They'd be all mates. They'd all know each other.
Be mates. Well, how well do they know each other? Because imagine this, and I've just painted that picture. There's ScoMo in Canberra. He's on the big teleprompter behind Joe Biden with Boris Johnson. And then Joe Biden makes the announcement and says this.
I'm honored today to be joined by two of America's closest allies, Australia and the United Kingdom. Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Oh. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Ouch!
That fella down under.
Oh,
and
man.
And if you could see the vision, we'll put this on our socials, ScoMo's face when Joe Biden forgets his name. It's amazing.
We get that a bit on our show when we get people that ring up Alpha Bucks. Hey, Fev. Hey, Fev. Hey, Fee.
Hey, champ. G'day, champ.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
our wonderful boss, Mad Mando, who does cop a bit of flack on the show, but that's because she's a boss.
Yes, because we love her. Oh,
we
content.
Do, but
it's punching
she,
up.
It yes. is punching up because she does have to keep us in line. But yesterday was a big day in her life because her dog, Barkley the Boar Doodle, he, that's
what?
His name on Insta, Barkley the Boar Doodle, he turned 5.
Oh, happy birthday.
And it was a beautiful...
What's that in dog years, 45?
It's 7, so 5 times 7, 35.
35. I thought 35. Yeah. 35, that's old. Getting
she
there.
Celebrated with a beautiful photo. And then what we noticed was, and a gorgeous cake, and it's a dog cake, because now you can get those. We had one for one of Lizzie's birthdays.
What's it? What's in the dog cake?
Like dog cookies.
Biscuits?
Dog cookies, probably made, because dogs can't have chocolate and can't have sugars and things.
This is like the person we spoke about yesterday that's buying the $7,500 suits for the pigeons.
Yes.
Somebody has just spotted a gap in the market and thought, ka-ching.
Oh, entrepreneurs.
I think this is a thing, man.
Yeah, people spend so much money on their pets,
dogs,
and
yeah.
I think Mando is one of them. And there were, like, cupcakes. And I think somebody in our team noted there's more cakes than at some of our birthdays. Like, Mando has shown her true colours, and that is, and fair enough, she loves Barkley more than anyone in this team, and I
fair enough,
absolutely
too.
Think that is the right thing. And we're joined by our boss, Mad Mando. Hey, Mando. Oh,
crazy dog lady, here she comes.
Oh, you said it.
No, it was a beautiful celebration, and it did get us. Well, see, people do invest a lot into their pets and their pets' birthdays, Mando. How much prep went into Barkley's birthday?
Well, a lot. I had to order the cake, so I ordered that 2 weeks ago from the Golden Barkery in Mulgrave,
oh, cha-ching.
Support local.
Well done.
No, I paid for it.
The Golden
and then
Barkery.
Barkery, yep. It was a sweet potato and peanut butter cake just for dogs. And we had a street party. We had a little street party yesterday, the neighbours, the dogs, street party, a little street outing, safe, COVID safe, in the street.
Glad you said that.
And the dogs played and they had their cake and I had cupcakes for the neighbours and we sang happy birthday to Barkley. It was beautiful.
Really cute.
I would have sent the cops if I saw that.
I would have, mate, I'm surprised. Wow.
For sure would have dobbed in.
Look, we were doing our exercise. We were walking the dogs.
Oh.
She had to celebrate birthdays. It's locked down. Poor little poppet.
Oh, see, that is... No, but we were even noting, like, when Barkley comes into work, he gets to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, he gets... See,
I don't even get to sit on the couch.
No, I know. You have to sit on that little ottoman.
I've seen you've been sitting there lately.
Fev's not on his seat, so Nick or Barkley get to sit on Fev's seat in the couch. But... Mando, we don't think you're alone in this, and we are now going to welcome on 131060 the length that people go to celebrate or spoil their pets.
Bake them a cake or take them to the vet. Do you celebrate a birthday for your pet?
Hey, Mando, can I just ask Mando one question, Boxy, before you do that? Hey, Mando, crazy dog lady.
Mm-hmm.
Did Barkley appreciate it? Like, does he go and give you, like, licks on the face? Or, like, does he appreciate the work you went to?
Well, you know, with kids, you, like, get them excited. It's your birthday. You're 5. You know,
yeah,
get them
kids,
excited.
Yeah, humans.
I've been doing that all week. I did it all yesterday. He had no idea. And he just had treats all day. Today he's got nothing. Because otherwise he'll be the size of the house. So,
but with dogs, they get into a routine. So will that he expect that today?
Yeah, he's pretty depressed today because I haven't done anything.
That's because he's because his cake was made out of sweet potato and peanut butter. He's like, I don't feel good. Real bad. That was a dodgy combo.
Bake them a cake or take them to the vet. Do you celebrate a birthday for your pet?
Our boss, Mad Mando, celebrated Barkley the Boar Doodle's 5th birthday yesterday with a massive cake, heaps of cupcakes, and we noted, like, more effort than even for some of our birthdays here at the radio station. And this is the thing, though. There are people that would happily go to more effort for their pets than for humans, and it's a wonderful thing. In fact, Renee, our wonderful producer, who you would speak to when you call 131060, Renee, you did something cute for your cat.
Yeah, so last year in lockdown, obviously lost the plot a bit. I organised a Zoom party for my cat and posted it on single cat Facebook page there was in Australia. As a joke, I wanted it to go viral and crazy cat ladies to join in. It just ended up with me and 3 of my friends.
Wow.
Hey guys, I'm looking for the crazy cat lady. You're it. You're the crazy cat lady.
Jade in Rosebud. Hi, Jade.
Going
good, Jade. Now, is this you or your mum?
It's my mum. So she, we love our pets so much. They're not just dogs. And so she's actually made an entire business out of it. So she actually goes around delivering cookies and cakes to the eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Oh. So you're like scouts for dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she does. We've done heaps of birthday parties for our dog. We're a little bit extra. But she, there's just a business in it where, people really want to celebrate their dogs and make a big deal about them because they're special.
Do you have a big dog van, like in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
No.
Harry!
She's actually on a disability support pension. So she works really hard. She and well, tries the best that she can. She does the best she can.
Good on her.
And she's amazing.
That's pump it fantastic. Up. What's the business called?
Yeah,
it's called Kin's Canine Cookies. It's on Facebook and Instagram. And she does an amazing job. Look it up. You can see the amazing sugar free, grain free, perfect for pets.
What are some of the flavors that we're talking here, Jade? If you're getting cakes and bickies for the dog, because I just heard sweet potato and peanut butter, and that sounds rough.
Yeah. Dogs are mad for cream cheese, lactose free cream cheese. She does really cool frostings, yogurt, peanut butter, chicken. She even does a charcoal chicken, which is really cool.
Oh, yum.
Chips and gravy.
So that's Kim's Canine Cookies, a wonderful business there that your mum is running. Jade, thank you for calling.
Yeah, no, thank you guys.
It's a pleasure. Now, Nicole in Narre Warren. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Nicole. Have you maybe over-celebrated your pet's birthday?
Absolutely. many years ago, actually, prior to having children, I had a Rottweiler. And when she turned 21, we had a 21st birthday party. And there was about 10 dogs came, lots of adults. And they dressed up. We had tutus and some with beads and hats, and we had party bags for them all. And
speeches? Any speeches?
We did. We had a speech. We had a speech for our dog, and it was. She was a bit cheeky, and she went around and ate most people's cake, but that was okay. It was so much fun. It went right into the night. It was, it was fun.
21's a good effort, though, isn't it?
Good effort, dog years.
Dogs get to 21? 3?
Dog years, three.
Oh, I thought it was 21. Oh, thinking, geez.
I'm trying to add that up. I'm
147.
140-something years old.
A tutu on a Rottweiler, though. That's like when they make AFL players wear a dress on the footy show. It's just a weird.
Do you reckon the big Rottweiler sat there and was like, ooh.
Thank you very much. Impressions. Thanks for your calls.
Have we got that audio of our boss?
Yeah, here it is, mate.
This is our boss.
Dog lady, here she comes.
1019 The Fox.
Australian politicians are having a tough one. We just heard Scott Morrison pretty much get ignored by Joe Biden in a press conference where he completely forgot his name. He said thank you to Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, and pause. That nice fella down under. Oh, ouchie.
Who'd want to be a politician?
Well, Victorian opposition leader Matthew Guy, who's just stepped in. There was the spill that saw Michael O'Brien leave the leadership. And now the opposition leader Matthew Guy, his very first press conference yesterday. Ooh. To give this context, a press release went out from his office. Now, there was already a typo in it. So it said that he believed his political stance was that curfews should be removed immediately. But they'd actually written lockdowns.
Ooh.
And then in his press conference, he kept saying lockdowns and he got called on it.
Yes, I think we should be ending the lockdowns today. I think the government should announce that lockdowns should end today. The curfews. We're talking about the curfews. Right, well, the curfews should be ended immediately. And more the point, I'll have a look at the wording on that, but I apologise if that's incorrect.
Oh, dear, your first press conference.
Do you reckon that was a blunder, though?
Or do you reckon he's read the room and changed it?
No, but just literally just thrown it in there and pretended it was a mistake because they're the opposition. So they'd want us to think that to support them to get out of lockdown.
Whoever does his press releases acknowledge they meant curfew. They've written lockdown should end. And then they've gone, no, we meant curfew. But then the bigger concern is that Matthew Guy went up, obviously having read a press release that he doesn't read or understand.
That's what I think Fev's on in the way that he's thrown it out there. There's clearly a mistake, and then he's just kept going with it. Ooh, seeing everyone,
100%.
Let's go to Spring Street and drag Dan Andrews out. And no, everyone's a bit down. We'll give him a high five because he's working hard. He's trying his best.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are fully invested in SAS Australia. We watched last night. It returns Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Nick and I have even gone ahead and watched some preview. We can't get enough of this. One of the stars who made his exit last night was our good mate Manu. And we're going to play this moment. If you're not watching the show, it is hardcore. These are celebrities. They're actors. They're sports people. They're chefs. And they're being put through proper SAS training. Now, Ant Middleton, the DS, was telling them they were about to be put into a car.
Like a big car.
It was going to be submerged in water and they had to get out. And you're going to hear the audio. Manu, our dear friend, is number 6.
And the safest place to go down is in water. There's a DS in the vehicle right now. That will be you. Seatbelt on. Hands on steering wheels. You'll be lowered into the water. You haven't even tried it, number 6, have you?
I know.
You know?
Yep.
But how do you know?
I'm giving you my number and stuff.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to give me your number?
Yes, Steph.
Come and give it to me.
Yes, Steph.
It's my favourite exit on the show this far, and we've got Manu joining us live from Sydney. Manu, it was the confidence with which you handed your number over, and Ant could not talk you into staying.
I felt like saying, don't you understand English? You want me to say it in French?
But did you, when you were, because I don't think anyone's ever left before attempting the challenge. You just heard what it is. And what happened in your brain? What did you decide?
No, it wasn't on the day. It was the day before already. You know, when I was high in 30 meters on this rail. I was already going, what the heck am I doing here? Even though that I was wanted to do that challenge, walking, you know, in the sky, my legs was jelly. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And then the next challenge was the tunnel. Oh. And then I thought, I can't do this. All right. And I didn't get to do the tunnel because Sam Burgess was in there for too long and the day was running out. But then the DS says, don't worry about you guys. You're going to be doing this as well. And I lost sleep over that. I couldn't sleep all night. And then I said, I'm going home. And then the next morning I said, no, listen, I'm going to try that next challenge just to see what it is. And we drove for like 45 minutes to this lake. And I saw the car hanging over the water. And I was already saying, all right, you go for it, buddy. You can talk as much as you want because I'm going.
Mate, you seem like you're in pretty good nick. I hope you don't mind me saying that. But, mate, when you had your top off, you'd lost a lot of weight. You looked great. So
I was the lightest and the fittest I've ever been since I was 20 years old.
How long did you train for that? Because you look
I
fit.
I trained for 6 months.
Before you went on?
Yeah. Wow. Physically, I was top form. And it's just the psychological stuff that I couldn't handle with. And because... simply, as I said, I've got a much better life at home. You know what I mean?
Well, there was.
I wanted to push myself physically, and I knew I could do that, but I wasn't aware. You can't train the mental
the
stuff.
Mind.
You know, you can't do that. So we didn't have that training, and I was soft.
Well, I don't think you're soft at all because I think you got through the toughest challenge a French chef would ever face. My wife's family, the French people in her family. The most French thing I've ever heard anyone say was you over breakfast.
The course's limited rations is testing celebrity chef Manu Fieldel.
You're not having much luck with this.
I'm trying. You don't normally eat porridge? Or not like this?
No, I don't eat porridge. Full stop.
Oh, full stop. You're gonna need the carbs,
I ate food.
I'm just offering. Do you want it?
Oh, if you don't throw away, I'm eating.
Yeah, no way. You cannot throw food away, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
That's not food,
mate. Oh, for moi.
The porridge. I thought I was going to see you quit over breakfast.
I'm telling you, there's only one thing in life that I don't enjoy is porridge. If you have to add fruits and honey and sugar to a thing to make it taste good, what's the point to have it in the first place? Cardboard, wet cardboard, that's what that is.
Do you know, speaking of food, Manu, I know you're back on because yesterday I was watching you on Insta make what is the looked like the most amazing sauce for your steak.
He
literally got
sauce, yeah.
I don't know, I had it on mute because I had my baby with me, but I just saw butter and then I saw you get a whole block of blue cheese and melt it into the butter.
Yum.
And I just went, I reckon he's out of SAS mode. Yeah.
Now his arteries are in it.
No, hang on. It was a steak with a salad on the side and the sauce. It's not, you know, chips and potatoes and, you know.
It looked nice. Amazing. Now, back onto SAS for a second, though. Can you tell, because you were in there, you were in the mess with these people, and there's lots of things that wouldn't go to air. Like, who do you think is the most mentally and physically, is fit enough to do this course and win it? What's the insight you can give us into the other people in there?
I think, listen, anyone who's been a sports athlete for many years, people who've been forced to push themselves to the limits, you know, Olympians and all of those guys that their life is to better themselves on a daily basis and suffer to be number one. I think those guys have got a better chance than me.
Yeah, yes.
Mate, this year you've ticked off dancing again. You've been SAS. What's next? Love Island, Survivor, Jungle.
I just want to host. I don't want to do anything else.
Well, we love having you on the telly, even if it was very briefly on SAS Australia.
The honesty is the best.
I know.
Best.
Still, I just loved it. I'm not doing it. I'm out. And the quote, I've just got a good life. I don't need to do this. Manu, we look forward to seeing you on the tellies again soon. But right now, you can keep watching this Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Thank you for joining us, Manu.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
101.9 The Fox.
Boys, how do you feel about relationship contracts?
Oh.
Well, I've got one.
Have you got one? Oh, yeah. Yours is an unwritten contract. Give us some of the points from your contract.
I've got no say in anything. As soon as you talk.
Deal.
Yeah, done. I signed the dotted line. Okay, I'm done. I am in trouble.
Well, there's a couple that met, mind you, only last year. They met on Tinder. They're only 23. But
it's already contract.
Oh,
is a contract mean like a prenup sort of style?
Yeah, it's the equivalent to that, but really just for dating. Yeah. Well, this girl, her name's Annie. Oh, you would. I think a lot of guys would have run, but Michael hasn't. So they probably are a great pair. She decided a few weeks into their relationship, when they both decided, yeah, let's do this. Let's have an actual formal relationship. She put together a contract for him to agree to, and he did.
You never want to hear that. Hey, should we be boyfriend and girlfriend? Well, I'll get my lawyers to talk to your lawyers. We'll settle this. You're 23.
She set out. I just look at it. She must be, and I don't know what her job is. This is a story that's in the paper. She must have one of those jobs that have busy people. Like, I don't know, I want to say a marketing executive. I'm not having a crack here. It's just somebody that needs to see objectives. They need to see a planner. Mm-hmm. And they've obviously just applied that to a relationship. Yes. She, some of the things she has mentioned. Okay, honesty, that's number one. And he has agreed that.
See you, Michael.
They will be honest.
Honesty, affordability.
See you later.
That's fair.
Number two. Communication. She is stressing that they must communicate and be privy and party to all decision making.
Isn't
communication this part of it?
Isn't that just like being a human?
Yes, that's
in a relationship.
This is just the unnecessary busy work on paper. Three, awareness of partners' needs. They're just things you should be doing, having to put in writing.
Should give this to Alex.
And four, clarity of intention. I mean, honestly, how could you not laugh if someone put this in front of you? She said, though, it's really working. She said most people should treat their relationship almost like a business interaction. These are my needs. You have to meet them. These are my expectations. And she said it's going great. I'd argue some of this is just lying. Yeah. So, for instance, she said he now just brings her flowers all the time because she's pointed out they're my needs. I want to be appreciated with gifts.
17.2, part B there.
I had a girlfriend, might have been 18 or 19, and we went away for like New Year's Eve and she had an itinerary for the next day. She was done.
Itinerary? Like,
yeah. She had jotted down from like when we woke to when we ate to what we did.
Oh, the worst.
Like, jotted down to when we went to bed and I went, bro, that was it. The relationship was over.
Bruz. You never can't do that, man. Like that. Bruz.
Mate, I just live life and have fun.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.